This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening, and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown, presented by the Sportscast. Today is March 15, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscasts. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West, and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. Normally, we would try to talk about other sports in the college landscape, but it's the best time of the year for college basketball, the tournament, and tonight, we're lucky enough to be joined by Hewitt Trussell High School men's basketball coach, Jeremy Monaso, former college assistant, as former college basketball player and holder of the highest scoring average in Alabama high school history. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Excited to talk some hoops.
Pleasure to have you here. And I'm also joined tonight by Bob Avis, high school sports commentator, public address announcer, host of the Sports Cafe, and multiple other jobs and activities. Bob, a pleasure as always. How are we doing?
It's March Madness. How can you not be doing good?
Exactly. I mean, I almost was going to try to do the Michael Buffer intro, but I decided I'd go against that just because, well, you guys don't want to hear me try to do that. But that being said, since we are talking about the tourney, I figured we would save the tourney a little bit later, only because right now, as you know, we got the first four going on, and right now, Arizona State's playing Nevada, and they're up 58-39 with 14:57 left. Actually, now it's 59-39, but this game has been all Arizona State all the time. I'm going to be surprised if Nevada comes back, but it's, wow, I couldn't believe how much of a game, how it's been that close, at least in the first 5 minutes, but I'm waiting to see how it's going to go. What do you guys think so far for this game?
Well, you know, I'm just walking in from our basketball banquet. I did three things before I hopped on this, is I put the kids to bed, grabbed a glass of sweet tea, and turned on the game. So I'm a little bit shocked by the score, a little bit. I thought the first two games last night were very entertaining and very close. From what I've been told, this has really been the first one that's been a blowout at this point. So, but it's March, anything can happen. The last 14 minutes could switch on a dime, and kind of excited to finally get to sit down and watch a tournament game.
How about you, Bob? Yeah,
I think Christmas is really tomorrow and Friday in terms of everybody is trying to be off work. Everybody is, buckling down to their TV. The kids that are in school are, you know, when I was in school, we had to beg the teachers. Now you can just sneak in your phone. Yeah. And watch. So, you know, times have changed.
That's awesome. And I was watching the Farley Dickinson game earlier where they won against Texas Southern, I believe. And in that game, they started out on an 11-2 run. And they did not let their foot off the gas the entire game. So the funny thing about Farley Dickinson, they did make the tournament, only because Merrimack, who won the title for their conference, they just jumped to D1, so they were ineligible.
Wow.
That's tough. If not for that, Farley Dickinson would not be in the tournament. They would have been in the NIT.
Wow. Wow. So,
that's your interesting information for the day.
Yeah, that's
speaking
that's
of. Bad. But speaking of interesting, why don't we jump into the men's NIT first? Because, Bob, I know that we had talked about Liberty playing Villanova, and we were wondering what was going to happen, and they won.
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably, and Jeremy can back me on this or not back me, but probably the biggest game that Liberty has hosted is a team with Villanova. So, you know, and now, and you know, the impressive thing is, and I was talking to my friend Nick Pierce tonight, and Nick said that that arena was three quarters full. To be three quarters full when the students are going for spring break, I think shows you what Liberty basketball has grown from to where it is now. And, you know, props to Liberty. And now they get to go to Madison and take on the Badgers.
Yeah, you know, I really do love the NIT. You know, you know, one thing I saw that was kind of, you know, frustrating just from a basketball standpoint was some teams opting out of the NIT. For one, you know, I always thought that it was kind of that just a very prestigious tournament that, hey, when you didn't get into the big dance, the opportunity to keep playing and possibly end your season at Madison Square Garden, you know, one of the mecca environments of basketball. But I still think the NIT is a huge event. And I obviously playing at Liberty, I got to tune in to the game last night and I was impressed just because, you know, from where I was sitting for a little bit anyway, you know, Liberty was by far the best team, you know, like they had better players, you know, on the floor, you know, and then like, you know, the crowd seemed to be, you know, lit, as the young people would say today. And, you know, Liberty's building that. I mean, you know, Liberty's just a constant. Used to know when I played there, nobody knew where we were going, you know, like where were you going? But now when you say Liberty with the success that football and basketball had and women's basketball, you know, everybody knows where that is. And I wouldn't be shocked to give if they gave Wisconsin all they wanted in the next round. But man, you know, I'm looking at this bracket. There's some really good teams in this NIT tournament. And you know, your basketball fan, as I know you guys are, definitely going to be tuned in to, you know, some of these matchups as we move into the second round, some of them.
Absolutely. And Bob, I forgot to do the one thing we talked about last week. I forgot to go back and listen to our picks because, well, been a little bit busy this week, although we were talking about we were going to try and make the picks for the second round in the quarterfinals, if I recall right. So,
right.
Well, all right. So let's see.
And well, I can tell you one thing I do know, Alan. I didn't pick Hofstra. I had Rutgers winning that first game, and that did not happen.
No.
I think I actually did pick Hofstra, if I'm not 100% sure.
Good on you.
But even still, it looks like Rutgers game all they could handle since it went into overtime. So
right.
That's saying something right there. that being said, this way, Jeremy, if you want, you can jump in on picks for it as well. So that way we can see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always, you know, you talk about those number one seeds and you know, not seeing that coming, you know, those number one seeds in that NIT tournament, it's always the tough first round game because a lot of times those teams are teams that miss the NCAA tournament. So though they're excited about playing probably again, there's always a little bit of that chance for a letdown because they're kind of, you know, a little still upset they didn't make the big dance, you know. So, you know, not shocked to see that because Rutgers was a team that was on that last four out, I think, you know, on the genius Lenardi's thing. But yeah, that's a huge one. Now, have they played that Cincinnati-Virginia Tech game yet?
That is going on right now, and Cincinnati's up by two.
Yeah, wow. And that's a big that you know, that's a big boy basketball game right there. I mean, because you know, Virginia Tech plays in the ACC, Cincinnati you know, is you know, really been able to kind of, you know, bring back their program. So I would be shocked if whoever wins that game doesn't move on to the quarterfinals as well.
Yeah, because I believe me and Bob both picked Virginia Tech for that.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we both did pick that because
I might have picked Cincinnati. We'll see.
Oh, you might have picked Cincinnati?
I don't know. It's a possibility that I could have.
Okay. I know one of us picked Tech, though.
I think you did. I think you picked Tech, and I think I picked Cincinnati, but, you know, I can't remember for sure.
That's okay. You know what? We'll roll with that. So, either way, one of us will be the first to survive in advance. And so between whoever wins and Hofstra, who do you think, are you going to pick? Are you going to pick the winner of that game, or are you going to pick Hofstra to make it to the quarterfinals?
I'm going to pick the winner of that game.
Okay. I think that's unanimous for the three of us there. So for New Mexico and Utah Valley, I picked New Mexico for this one.
I'm pretty sure I did. I don't think I would pick a team with Valley in their name for the NIT, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And Utah Valley, I mean, the fact that they're even in it, you know, they hadn't been Division I very long compared to a lot of the teams in the program. So they're probably just happy to get there. And then, you know, anytime you know, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, New Mexico, like they're big name teams that you know about, but they all have coaches that are still early in their tenures at the schools. So these NIT games and advancing are huge for their programs. So I don't know who you guys picked out of that one, but I think New Mexico probably advances on past Utah Valley as well.
Okay, that and also one other thing, New Mexico State, how they had to cancel their season after what happened there. So that'd be a what if for them. But I would say New Mexico, I think they're going to probably make it to the quarterfinals, honestly, against Colorado. Because even though Colorado won by a point against Seton Hall, they're probably just going to think of it as just another matchup like they were dealing with all year. But I have a hard time picking Colorado in this one. What do you guys think for the next round?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, isn't Little Patino, as we like to call him, isn't Little Patino the coach at New Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Little Patino is in his first year down there after his struggle at Minnesota. I think he's trying to get it going, improve. It's going to probably be, it looks like it'll be a home game for New Mexico. The Pit, it's a tough place to play. I think New Mexico will advance as well.
I love how Jeremy is calling him Little Patino, like that was the name given on his birth certificate.
We've always just called him Little Patino, you know. I mean, he's not Rick. You got to win some games.
Who is we, just out of curiosity, that have called him Little Patino?
I guess I would say my friends in the coaching world.
I got
nobody that makes as much money as any of the people we're talking about. But yeah. That's been what we've called him.
Yeah, I don't think I could afford Rick Patino's sleeve on my salary.
No, me neither. Me neither. So, I couldn't fit him. No doubt.
And, go ahead, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, one of those guys' suits probably is half my salary, being a high school guy. But, yeah, for sure.
Well, I know those high school coaches make the big bucks. So, you know, don't try to swindle me on this one. But, I think the Pit is greater than Little Patino in this case. I think New Mexico, it's not what it used to be, but it's still a hard place to play and a hard place to win. I like New Mexico. Cincinnati's up 4 on Tech with 2.5 left.
Wow.
I'm still rooting for Tech, so you know what, it's okay. And one other thing we can think about for the NIT member, Sean Miller won with Xavier last year, and now they're in the tournament this year, so
yep.
And hopefully history will repeat itself for whoever wins the NIT for the upcoming year. We'll just figure that out. But next game we have is Clemson against Morehead State. And with Clemson being the one seed, they got to be the favorite to at least advance into the second round, if not the quarterfinal.
Is that game going on right now?
It says it is, yes, on ESPN Plus.
Okay.
It's really weird because I think those teams that get in the NIT, if they're number one seed, they're either really pumped to play or they don't care at all. And you either lay an egg or I think you go deep.
Morehead State beat them by 4.
Oh, well.
There you go. You're speaking it. You were speaking about it and it happened.
Well, I was getting ready to say some good words about Clemson, but not now. and, you know, I think that's a case where Brad Brownell is really kind of his – I don't want to say he's on the hot seat because it seems like that seat is warm every year. Yep. And – He's like a cat with nine lives that he keeps surviving.
Mm-hmm. And they were a team that I think probably midway through the year thought they were tourney bound. You know,
oh, absolutely. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So Head State advances to play UAB.
Yep. Go Blazers down here in Birmingham.
Well, and you know, real quick on Clemson too, I don't think Clemson was just thinking we're going to make the NCAA. I think Clemson thought we're going to have a pretty high seed in the NCAA. I mean, not anything outrageous, but I mean, definitely in the top, probably top six, because I mean, they were really impressive in the ACC for a while, and then that ended.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I mean, again, I'm not some kind of college basketball guru. Obviously, I get pretty enthralled in our season, but I do remember a couple of Saturdays waking up to some very positive things being said about their season, the way it was going,
right.
Them being an NCAA tournament team. So for them to, one, not make the tournament and then lay an egg in the first round versus what I'm sure is a good Morehead State team. I mean, obviously, you know, being kind of in that college world, I coached NAI in Kentucky a little bit. Morehead State's always had good teams, good players. But that's still an upset. That's hands down an upset and not a good way for Clemson to end their season. But that gives my Blazers here, UAB, Andy Kennedy, another home game in the NIT, which is awesome for Birmingham.
Hey, Alan, quick trivia question, Alan. Who is the leading scorer as a freshman, or who is the leading scorer out of all freshmen on the 02-03 Liberty Flames team?
I think it was Jeremy.
It was.
Well,
pretty sure it was. I know that memory serves. We were at the we had the Big South tournament game against Radford. I believe I think Ryan Mallow broke his hand in that game.
Gosh, I can't even remember. I'm so old, I can't even remember. I do remember the next year after that, because we went to the NCAA tournament. I played more of a reserved role on that team, actually got hurt and didn't finish the season playing. But, you know, you had Larry Blair, who's all-time leading scorer, I think, in Liberty history. I think that sucker's still playing pro basketball in China or somewhere. I mean, you know, obviously.
He's coaching in North Carolina now, actually, I believe. You
know, really? Well, that doesn't shock me either. But that sucker could flat out go, mm-hmm. you know, but. You know, those were special teams right there early in the Coach Dutton area and era. And, yeah, I mean, I always said that was, you know, I remember going back, though, and celebrating one of the teams that I was part of while I was there. And the coach told me that we were all there before Liberty had money. And I thought we were taken care of pretty good. So they must be really doing some special things now.
I can't really speak for that, so I'm not even going to try. But get out of the next round game. We got Vanderbilt going against Michigan. So
I do remember you were a negative Nancy on Michigan.
Yep.
So Vanderbilt is playing Michigan in round two?
Yes.
Okay.
At Vanderbilt on Saturday, according to what I'm looking at.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a huge game, not to butt in here, but, I mean, you know, you got Juwan Howard, who's continuing to try to prove that an NBA guy can come to college and his alma mater and be successful. And then you have Jerry Stackhouse, another NBA guy who, you know, finished the season strong. Some people thought they were going to get into the tournament. I never did. Yep. I mean, that potentially could be a really huge game going on in Nashville, as both those teams, I think, would really like to get to New York and be able to finish their season on a high note. But I'm an SEC guy. I'm going Vandy.
I'm not a Carolina guy. I used to be a Duke guy, so it's hard for me to go Vandy just because of Stackhouse. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I might sit this one out, but I'll go Michigan, but I don't feel strong about it.
Well, I'm an Ohio State fan. Is there anything else that needs to be said for that? I'm going to pick Vanderbilt this time just because Howard this year, it felt like he underachieved. And, I mean, he didn't do as bad as Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, but still, it just feels like it's going to be tough for him he's definitely be in the hot seat next year, so we're going to see how that goes. But I think Vanderbilt with Stackhouse, I've been watching them play the past few games. I think that they're going to, if they don't win, they're going to give Michigan a run for their money.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, so we will see how that goes. Let's jump on the other side where you have Oklahoma State against Youngstown State, and I believe Oklahoma State won that game 69-64.
Okay.
So they're advancing.
Bad news for Virginia Tech, by the way. They're not advancing.
Oh, man.
They're they're down 8 with 37 seconds left.
Mm.
Anything's possible.
But. True. It's a little scary right now, but, I mean, hey, they've had a pretty good year this year. I mean, it wasn't the year maybe they were expecting completely, but it's still been a decent year for them. We have Florida, and they played UCF. Yep, beat Florida. 67-49.
UCF did?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not completely shocked by that. You know, Florida just wasn't the same team once they lost their big man for the season. In fact, I thought that their first round game against Mississippi State in the SEC tournament, their kids really kind of played over their heads and played tremendously hard, unbelievable effort, but played over their heads to give Mississippi State a game. So I'm not shocked at that. I mean, you know, UCF and Florida, you know, those kids at UCF probably took that a little personal. You know, you get some of those guys that think they should be playing in the SEC and, you know, probably went to a empty Florida gym because, you know, they're probably on vacation, you know, and just not shocked to see that.
Understand. Oregon's playing UC Irvine later on, and I think we picked Oregon to advance, Bob.
I picked UC Irvine.
One of us did.
I picked UC Irvine.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure I picked Oregon, and so we'll see how that goes. And then for Wisconsin and Liberty, I'm going to pick the Flames. So
Homer pick there, but I understand.
I still live in Lynchburg, so I got to pick them.
You know, I'm going to pick them too. You know, I keep up with a lot of the old guys that played on our team, and even some of the managers are some of my best friends, and I'm not going to pick against the Flames, even though playing up there, you know, Wisconsin just loves basketball. It'll be a great environment, but they're battle-tested. I'm calling the Flames. And they actually got an Alabama boy on the roster. These days, the kids from Hartsel, Brody Peoples is one of their better players and made the trek from Alabama to Virginia and playing well for the Flames. So I'm going with the Flames.
Very nice. Are you going to pick UCF or the winner of Oregon and UC Irvine to meet them in the quarterfinal?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one because if Oregon wins, I'd probably take Oregon to advance. And if UC Irvine wins, I would probably take UCF to advance.
Go Anteaters. Go UC Irvine.
Go UC Irvine. What a great nickname.
So their head coach is a former player up here in Farmville at Hampton, Sydney, ODAC school. So that's why I go with UC Irvine.
Who is that?
Russell Turner.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll say Oregon and Liberty are going to meet in the quarterfinal.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going to call for. Wow. And I'm going to make it interesting.
That'd be cool.
That would be. So right now we still have North Texas. They defeated Alcorn. They won 69-53. And you have Utah Valley and New Mexico playing right now.
Or they would play the winner of Sam Houston, Santa Clara.
Exactly. Yeah. And that game, Thought that game was on already. Yeah, it looks like Sam Houston just beat Santa Clara 56-58.
Okay. Poor Herb Sendek.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I picked Sam Houston in that game.
Yeah. I think I'll probably pick Herb Sendek for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw North Texas in person this year. They got some dudes. So regardless of who won that game, I'll probably go to North Texas. And is Grant McCaslin still the coach at North Texas? Yep. Yeah. I don't expect him to be there very much longer either. So this is going to be his send-off from North Texas, and I have them making a little run.
He was rumored for the Texas Tech job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I remember, you know, when I started my coaching career, Grant McCaslin was coaching junior college. And, you know, there's something about those junior college coaches that I just respect, because that's the grind of college basketball at the junior college level. And so, I wouldn't be shocked if they made a run and got to the quarterfinals to take on whoever, and if he wasn't there much longer either.
All right, well, I'm going to play devil's advocate and say Sam Houston makes it to the quarterfinals. What about you, Bob?
I'm going with the former D1 player and current high school coach. I mean, if Monstro says North Texas is making a run, North Texas is making a run.
Okay. Hey, I don't mind being the only one. I mean, that means that if I'm right, I get to be thankful about it. You know what? I'll just play like that. So.
I have eaten crow many times before, and I will eat it many more times in my life. So that's okay.
Hey, we both have done that a few times already on the show also. So let's see. Did we pick the winner of Oregon, Oklahoma State, and Eastern Washington? I don't believe we did.
I'm going Okie State.
Yeah, I am as well. Mainly because I don't know anything about Eastern Washington.
We're all going to go Oklahoma State just because that – I would be surprised if Eastern Washington did, but you know what? We're just going to play it by ear and see how that goes.
But, you know, these teams that are in the NIT that would not have a chance for the NCAA otherwise, I think it's something to say about hunger there because, I mean, you know, with all due respect, I mean, Liberty is probably in their boat too because Liberty came out of a bid that's a one-bid league that's going to get into the NCAA. The other team, if they want to make noise, I'd much rather make noise in the NIT than the CIT or anything else.
All right, so let's go ahead and so the time, let's so the NIT, who are we picking for the second round for that, Bob?
Which game was that? I'm sorry.
For the women in NIT.
I didn't catch. I'm sorry. Say again.
The women's NIT.
You know, I'm gonna go Liberty all the way.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can pick other games because I don't know anything about. I mean, you know, my women's college basketball knowledge is South Carolina, Connecticut, Iowa, Virginia Tech, and Liberty, and then it pretty much drops off a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
All right. So, real quick, why don't we, Bob? You and me did our final four picks last week.
Right.
Jeremy, have you done a bracket for the women's tourney yet?
For the women's tourney?
Yes, sir.
I have not, but I'm pulling up that bracket now and can probably give it to you pretty quick. I mean,
I bet you're going to go South Carolina.
Yeah, I can promise you that, I think South Carolina will pretty much be there, and they could probably play their second string for the first three rounds and still get there.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention that, you know, I even though I played at Liberty, I actually graduated from the University of Alabama, and our women's team is in the tournament, which doesn't happen a whole lot. So, you know, as far as women's basketball go, that's definitely being celebrated down here this season.
Absolutely. It should be.
Where's LSU in this thing? Where did they fall? And the girls.
LSU.
Yeah, they're the three seed over there.
Yep, in the Indiana region.
Yeah, that would be a team that, just because I'm a little familiar with the coach, because she's a GOAT in my mind. Kim Mulkey. That could be a team that has a three seed. I could sneaking in there. I mean, they kind of played a weak schedule. They got punched in the mouth on national TV to South Carolina. Yeah. And when they tried to make that like the Super Bowl of women's basketball on that Sunday and end up being like a 25-point game. But I do think that the SEC is strong competition. I could see them, you know, kind of being a three seed to get to the Final Four. I don't know a lot about the lower bracket. It's always hard to bet against Connecticut. It's always hard to bet against South Carolina. It's always hard to bet against Stanford, you know. So, you know, I don't know where all those teams are, but they just always seem to be right there.
UConn's in the bottom right. So if you took South Carolina, LSU, and UConn, that's three teams that actually could make it.
And then I'm going to go with Duke, too. I like their coach. She does a great job. You know, they kind of sat out of the tournament a couple years ago. But I'm gonna go South Carolina, Duke, LSU, Connecticut. I feel pretty good about that right off the top of my head.
Bob, are you happy now?
Very.
Bob is a big Duke fan. So Final Four, I said South Carolina. I said Iowa, I said LSU and Virginia Tech, and my pick is the final championship game being South Carolina against Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. But I believe South Carolina's going.
That was my pick as well. I had South Carolina, Iowa, Indiana, and Virginia Tech.
I mean, I'm convinced South Carolina could beat some men's teams.
Right.
So
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Hey, I have a quick question real quick before we hop over to the men's. Alan and Jeremy, have you ever seen Oregon's floor?
I have.
Good gosh.
It's a lot going on there.
It looks like that there was a daycare center and all the children got sick.
Yeah, they're very proud of it, though.
Okay. I mean, I just – it's hard. It's very noisy. Have you ever seen it, Alan?
Only on TV.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it literally looks like somebody's going to rake the leaves. Like, that's the first thing I thought of. But anyway, I digress. Sorry.
I mean, that's interesting, definitely. But let's jump into the men's bracket. So, how's your bracket look so far? Have you made one for the men's side yet, Jeremy?
I have made one for the men's side. I am actually one of those guys who believes in one bracket. I'm a one bracket guy. I'm going to stick to my bracket. I have one filled out, and I'm ready to roll as soon as you want to talk about any of these games.
All right. So why don't we hit the South region first? I'll give you my picks for the – to make it through the first game, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, I have Alabama advancing over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I have West Virginia beating Maryland. I have Charleston upsetting San Diego State. I have Virginia beating Furman. I have Creighton beating NC State. I have Baylor losing to UC Santa Barbara. I have Missouri beating Utah State, and I have Arizona beating Princeton.
Okay.
All right. What do you guys have?
I'll let Jeremy go first because I have a feeling I know where this is going, but, you know.
You know, we're really excited. I'm actually headed down. You know, we're hosting some of the tournament games here in Birmingham tomorrow, and Alabama and Auburn are actually playing here in town, which, you know, is a different discussion. But, you know, I've got Alabama struggling early, but getting that done tomorrow. I think West Virginia will beat Maryland, even though I'm kind of praying that Maryland wins. I think Maryland's a better matchup for my Crimson Tide, but I think West Virginia is tough. They play in a tougher conference, and we'll take care of Maryland. I picked Furman to beat Virginia. I'm a huge Virginia fan. I love everything about their program, but I played AAU with Bob Ritchie when I played the head coach at Furman, who will probably not be at Furman very much longer. So I'm kind of rooting for my guy to get a tournament win. I've got San Diego State beating Charleston, mainly because everybody keeps talking about Charleston, and I just think that's like the doom when people are really expecting you to pull a big win. I've got Creighton beating NC State. There were a lot of people who thought Creighton could maybe even win it all at some point in the season, kind of ran into a gauntlet there in the conference. And then I actually have Baylor winning, mainly because – everybody says they can't guard, and you see Santa Barbara's going to win. So I took the opposite. I have no reason for that. And then I think Utah State's going to beat Missouri. Maybe I've just seen Missouri play too much this season, but that's one of my upsets. And then I actually have Arizona beating Princeton.
What about you, Bob?
I'm writing them down right now as we go. I'm taking Bama. Going out on a limb there to beat A&M Corpus Christi. Maryland beats West Virginia. San Diego State beats Charleston. Virginia squeaks by Furman, but I wouldn't be shocked if it went the other way. Creighton beats NC State, but I wouldn't be surprised if NC State wins, because NC State shouldn't have made the tournament, is what everybody has said this week. And when a team gets that much disrespect, you know, I don't want to say they make a run, but they kind of make a run. By the way, NC State head coach Kevin Keats is from Lynchburg also, by the way. Baylor beats UC Santa Barbara. Missouri beats Utah State. Arizona beats Princeton is my first round.
All righty. Let's hop on over to the Mist. I have Houston beating Northern Kentucky. I have Iowa beating Auburn. I have Miami beating Drake. I have Indiana beating Kent State. I have Pittsburgh beating Iowa State. I have Xavier beating Kennesaw State. I have Texas A&M beating Penn State. And I have Texas beating Colgate. What do you have, Jeremy?
I have Houston beating Northern Kentucky. I have Auburn beating Iowa. I think it's so unfortunate. I mean, it's awesome for Auburn, but to have a 9 seed basically get a home game as a lower seed there, you know, but I have Auburn beating Iowa. That game's taking place here in Birmingham. I have Indiana and Kent State. I think Indiana, you know, could really go on a run here. I do have Miami beating Drake, but Drake is a really good basketball team. I think that'll be a very close game. And then I actually have Mississippi State winning against Iowa State. I think there's, you know, I can't go all chalk, you know, and since I'm a little familiar with Pitt. I have Pitt beating Iowa State. And then Xavier beating Kennesaw State. And I have Penn State beating Texas A&M. And then I have Texas beating Colgate.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
All right. I've got Houston beating Northern Kentucky. But, you know, I think it's going to be interesting because Sasser's got to come back for Houston, I think, to really see what that team becomes. I've got Iowa beating Auburn. Miami beats Drake. Indiana beats Kent State. Pitt beats Iowa State. Xavier defeats Kennesaw State. I like Penn State a lot. I like them a lot, and I think they beat A&M, and then I've got Texas beating Colgate.
All right.
And I've got to change one of my picks because I'm not going to have a 12 beating a 5 if I don't pick Charleston. So I've got to have them beat San Diego State.
All right, we will see what happens. Let's jump down to the East region. And I have Purdue beating Farley Dickinson. I have Memphis beating Florida Atlantic. I have Oral Roberts upsetting Duke. I have Tennessee beating Louisiana. I have Kentucky beating Providence. I have Kansas State beating Montana State. I have Michigan State beating USC because Tom Izzo, every time it's tournament, he makes magic happen. And I have Marquette beating Vermont. What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, you know, I got Purdue obviously winning in the first round by fairly a lot. I actually took Florida Atlantic over Memphis. I saw Florida Atlantic play here in UAB, and they look like a high major basketball team on the floor. Still considered, you know, high major basketball, but I think Florida Atlantic will get that one done. I'm going to take Tennessee over Louisiana. I'm going to pick Duke over Oral Roberts, but I think that game's going to be pretty close or early. That's another one where I'm just kind of weird. Like everybody has given Oral Roberts a chance. And bottom line is, you know, this is a good KenPom stat, but, you know, I think Duke's like 19-1 when their entire roster is available for a game. You know, they've really battled a bunch of injuries. So I think they could possibly go on a run. Kentucky's going to beat Providence because if he don't, they may burn his house down. Kansas State has an awesome coach in Jerome Tang. I actually wanted Jerome Tang at some point. I thought he may be a guy to get the Liberty job, you know, before, you know, a good Christian guy, just really it would have been a perfect fit, but landed at Kansas State. He's got that thing rolling. They're going to win. I'm with you, man. Izzo, they hadn't looked great, but there's something about that tournament that he always finds a way to win a game. And then I'm going to go Marquette over Vermont. Even though that could be interesting.
Absolutely. Bob, what do you got?
All right. I've got Purdue over Fairleigh Dickinson. I love Purdue a lot. I'm actually a bigger Memphis fan than a Duke fan because my dad went to Memphis State for 1 year back in the 70s. And, you know, anybody that says Memphis is not high major basketball, they're always going to be high major basketball. So let's calm our wheels on that one a little bit. But I'm not a Penny Hardaway fan. I wish there was another guy over Penny in that boat because I have issues with that, how the whole James Wiseman thing went down. I digress. Duke over Oral Roberts. I don't think anybody likes Tennessee that much. So I'm going to go with Louisiana for no other reason. I'm going to go with Kentucky, not because Calipari's house will get burned down, but because Sister Jean from Loyola fame has picked Kentucky. K-State, Michigan State, and Marquette.
All right. Finally, we have the West Division. I have Kansas over Howard, Illinois over Arkansas, St. Mary's over VCU, Iona over UConn, TCU over Arizona State, who just won over Nevada 93-78. So they've made it to the 11th seed. Gonzaga I have over Grand Canyon, Northwestern over Boise State, and UCLA over UNC Asheville. What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kansas is actually one of my picks to get to the Final Four. They've been there and done that. They're playing really well right now. Hopefully their coach can get back healthy. You know, I've got Arkansas over Illinois, and I really don't know why. Now, you know, Arkansas has – you know, four guys that are projected like in the first 30 picks of the draft somewhere. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, those teams can get it together and go to the tournament. Even though I'm not a huge Musselman fan, they got good players. You know, UConn and Iowa, I'm taking UConn. UConn's another team that can maybe make a run. We're playing really, really freaking well early. Actually, one of the few losses Alabama has this season. And also, you know, has a roster that could make a run. I'm going to go I'm going to go with the VCU over St. Mary's, basically because I haven't picked a 12-5 upset yet, and there's always one. TCU and Arizona State, I'm going to go TCU there, or I went TCU there. I think Gonzaga is in a good spot right there with Grand Canyon. I'm going to pick Boise State over Northwestern, and then UCLA is battling some injuries right now, but they'll beat Asheville.
All right, Bob, what do you got?
Well, I've got Kansas over Howard. I've got Illinois over Arkansas, but I think whoever wins that Illinois-Arkansas game, I think they give Kansas the fit. Mm-hmm. I've got St. Mary's over VCU. I told Alvin the stat the other night, Coach. Iona has never won a game in the tournament, and Danny Hurley's 0-2 as head coach of UConn. Something's got to give. I think Big Patino gets it done for Iona. TCU, Gonzaga, Boise State, and UCLA. Go Bruins.
All righty. So now we got the Sweet 16, and since we're already in the West, we'll just go straight from the – we'll just go backwards now as we're picking our teams to make it to the Sweet 16. I'm going to pick Kansas over Illinois, St. Mary's over Iona, Gonzaga over TCU, and UCLA over Northwestern.
Golly, my bracket just boned out. Yeah, Sweet 16, I think where are we at? The West? Or where are we at?
Yeah.
We're just going to go straight to the top. Yeah, I mean, I think I had Kansas beating Arkansas, but I think that Arkansas could give them everything they got there. That'll be an interesting game. Arkansas has probably got better athletes. I think that I had UConn obviously surviving Iona, even though now he's got me second guessing my pick, and I still have time to change it. I have UConn, potentially I had UConn moving there in my original bracket I'm looking at. And then I have Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga, could make a run to the Final Four again. Everybody kind of forgot about them when they struggled, but they're still a good basketball team. I watched them dominate Bama here in Birmingham in front of a basically homer crowd. So I still think they're going to make a run. And then I think I'm going to take UCLA to the Sweet 16.
What do you have?
Illinois over Kansas. St. Mary's over Iona. Gonzaga over TCU, but I think that's a really interesting game.
Jamie Dixon's a very good tournament coach in my eyes. UCLA knocks off Boise State.
All right. So jumping over to the East Division. I have Purdue over Memphis. I have Oral Roberts over Tennessee. I have Kansas State over Kentucky. And I have Michigan State over Marquette.
Yeah, I mean, my Sweet 16 in that group, I have Purdue and Duke. And then I have I actually have Kentucky and Michigan State.
Wow, no love for Shaka. I've got Purdue. I think Memphis is going to give them a game, though. I think if Memphis plays like they can, Purdue could have a little bit of trouble. But I think Edie's the best big man I've seen in the country, no doubt. Duke, Kentucky, because Calipari needs to have a place to live other than a tin house, and Marquette to the Sweet 16.
Very nice. For the Midwest region, I have Houston over Iowa, Miami over Indiana, Pittsburgh over Xavier, and Texas A&M over Texas.
Yeah, I think that first game's interesting. Obviously, I had Auburn winning the first one, so I could be wrong on that. But if Houston doesn't get Sasser back and plays Auburn in Birmingham on Saturday. That game could be really interesting. But if Sasser is 100% or can go, and, you know, that's a hamstring injury too, I believe. So that's not just something that, you know, can just wake up one day and it be magically healed. But I did have Houston in my Sweet 16, mainly because, you know, I'm an Alabama fan and I just can't have Auburn going that far. And then I have Indiana moving on to the Sweet 16. I have what was that next one? I think I had Xavier moving on to the Sweet 16. And then I've got Texas moving on to the Sweet 16.
Hey, Coach, I got a quick question for you. How many people know about your Alabama fandom?
I mean, you know, most people, you know, when I finished playing my great and awesome career there at Liberty, I wasn't quite done with school. And so I transferred to Alabama to get focused and graduate. And I have always kind of grew up an Alabama fan, you know, so I'm definitely not a closet Alabama fan, even though I do, you know, tend to just root for all the in-state basketball teams. But since I'm live on air being recorded, I can't say anything positive about Auburn.
How many people know where you live?
Nobody, I guess.
Well, not on that's here. Why you don't pick Auburn. If people know where you live, you got to pick Alabama.
Because if you pick Auburn, you might be coming living on my
couch. There ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt.
I've got Houston over Iowa. I think it's a tight one, though. Miami beats Indiana. Pitt beats Xavier. And Texas beats Penn State. I feel good about none of those predictions.
I mean, hey, at least we're making a prediction. So you know what? We're going to roll with that for you, Bob. So finally for the South, I have Alabama beating West Virginia. I have Virginia beating Charleston. I have Creighton beating UC Santa Barbara. And I have Arizona beating Missouri.
You know, this is where my bracket gets super wonky, but I've got Alabama, San Diego State, Creighton, and Arizona.
I want to speak to Coach again in my lifetime, so I'm picking Bama. I've also got Charleston, Baylor, and Arizona.
All right. Well, since we're almost out of time, I want to know it for me, Jeremy. I appreciate you coming on. So, just in case we can't get you back on, I hope we can. But just in the event that we don't get you on before the Final Four, what are your Final Four picks?
I have Alabama, Duke, My thing's having a hard time. I have Alabama, Duke, Houston, and Kansas. Did I have Houston? Yep, I have Alabama, Duke, Houston, and Kansas. But, you know, that Sasser injury I think is going to derail Houston. I just like how tough they are. You know, I think Duke's playing good basketball. I have Bama winning the national championship. I have a really good futures bet on that, by the way. So just in case you're interested. That would be a nice day for me. My dad's got Final Four tickets. It would be my lifetime dream for Bama to get there. No pressure, Nate Oates. But got Bama winning it all in the end. But that's my Final Four.
All right, Bob, what was your Final Four again?
Nothing. No team similar to Coach. I've got Baylor. I've got Texas. I've got Purdue. And I've got UCLA.
And who are you picking to win it all? Or who are you picking to make the championship game? Then who are you picking to win?
UCLA over Purdue.
That could happen. UCLA is a good team.
We'll see. For me, I have Virginia. I have Purdue. I have Houston. I have Kansas. I have Purdue and Kansas in the championship game. And I think Kansas is going to go back-to-back.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's hard to pick against Kansas when it's a national championship, just because if he's one of the coaches that makes it there, he already has the pedigree and he's been through it more than one territory.
No doubt.
That's just how it seems like for me. So
it is so easy for me to pick against Bill Self. I have no issues with it whatsoever. I mean, it's not that I'm a Bill Self hater or anything, but I think Kansas is, you know, I just don't think – I think Kansas traditionally is a tournament team that either goes out quick or, like you said, they make it to the Final Four, and that's why I've got them going out in round two.
And we will definitely see what happens, and we can always play it by ear. And most likely when we come back on next week, we'll definitely have be able to go even farther and see what happens for the picks. So, Jeremy, if we were going to try to find you on social media, how would we do that, sir?
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I'm on all the platforms at Coach Monso. You know, like I said, we got my high school that I coach at, Hewitt Trussell High School. I'm on my first year here. You know, we had a great first season, and that's at Hewitt TVL Basketball on all the platforms. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I'm about 100% sure that you won't be having me back because that bracket will be busted and everybody will be wondering that guy really coached. But, you know, for us high school guys, it's always kind of feels good to feel big time every now and then again. And, you know, I remember back in those, you know, LU days were a lot of fun. It's good to bring those up. And I really appreciate you guys having me on and talking a little hoops for a little bit.
It's our pleasure to have you on. I wanted to make sure we can make this happen. And I would definitely like to get you back on as long as we can, as long as everything works out. So, I mean,
sure.
This way I can make sure I text you and see about your availability because, well, hey, as you can tell, Bob was stumped a few times by us, so you've done something I haven't been able to do. So congratulations for that already.
Thanks.
Absolutely. And Bob, while you say it's almost a crime against humanity, how would we be able to get in touch with you on social media, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bad idea. But if you want to, you can follow the Sports Buffet on Twitter. You can go to YouTube and find my Sports Buffet. And you can email me, thesportsbuffet@gmail.com. And I'm sure somebody will give you my phone number if you really are desperate.
Well, right now we're not at that point. I mean, I appreciate the invitation for that. But I'm looking forward to next week going from the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight and playing it by ear with that. You can find me on Twitter, Alan F. West. I'm going to probably post sometime within the next few weeks. I just can't post about Ohio State basketball right now. That would be a tragedy. So, or you can find me on Instagram at alan.west.46. But this has been the Top 25 Rundown, and tomorrow's going to be a great day, and so is Friday watching the game. So, hope everyone's able to tune into them, and we're going to see how many brackets get completely busted by Saturday. I've got mine's going to be pretty dead, but you know what? If you don't have fun making the bracket, you're not doing it right. So,
that's right.
Well, Bob, Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on. This has been the Top 25 Rundown Sportscast. Have a good night, everybody.